How did you injure your downstairs? Everybody hurts. Yeah, 11-year-old boy taken to hospital. They've done an x-ray and he's obviously been playing around at home with his little toys and he's put, like, I think 11 of these magnetic tiny balls. So, you know, like the little, what do they call them?
I don't know. Magnetic balls.
No, you pull them back and you let them go and they're...
Yeah.
That's Newton's cradle.
The tiny Newton's cradle.
Anyway, the tiny little metal balls up his old fella. Anyway, it's terrible. Imagine the pain.
And as a parent, you'd be stressing out. You have to rush your little one off to hospital.
Kids do silly things.
They do.
What's making him do that?
Curiosity. Yeah. Kids do it. You know how many kids have put peas up their nose? He just obviously ran out of peas. He ate them, was a good boy, ate them all at dinner and saw these little balls and thought, you know what? I wonder what happens if I put it in here.
Peas up the nose, very different to this scenario right now.
It wouldn't hurt as much, that's for sure.
All I can say, on Facebook, we did have a meme up. Incredible comments.
Mm. Yeah.
Incredible comments. Check them out for a lol.
Eye-opening. Some would say.
Let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's do it. Hey, Jace.
Yeah, hey. So, how did you accidentally injure your genitalia?
It was many moons ago, probably when I was about 11 or 12. I had an itch downstairs one afternoon after school.
Mm-hmm.
And boys will be boys and find anything to cure it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went into the cupboard and pulled out some Dettol, cut the hand, poured it straight into the hand, and then rubbed it on the cherry. And said, let me tell you, it was not a pleasant feeling. If I could paint a picture for you, it was like eating a cherry at first, eating a chili. At first, it's pleasant, but then, you know, then that heat hits you, and boy, did it burn.
Oh,
jeez. You've remembered all these years later.
Yeah, so I don't look at that all the same again. And, yeah, I ended up crying myself to sleep.
Oh, you poor thing. And what was the after effect?
I had red the next day, and then the second day after I applied the Dettol, the skin started peeling.
Did you tell your mum?
No, I lived at my mum and dad were divorced at the time, so I only lived with the old man, but at the time he was working, so yeah, I kept that from him. They probably still don't know today.
It's an awkward thing, like showing it at like your dad, that kind of thing.
Well,
I feel. Do you know what I mean? Awkward.
Oh, we're pretty open with that stuff, but yeah, that was something that I thought, that was embarrassing, and I thought, I can't do this.
You're like Jason. She's very open with her family about that stuff as well.
Thank you for your call.
A Yumbo Rama meal for that, Jason.
100%.
Enjoy that meal, brother.
Thank you for calling.
Let's go to Cherie. How are you?
Good, thanks, yourself.
Really good. You're a nurse, I see here on the screen.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, so.
You would be able to write a book, Cherie.
Yes.
All right. Well, tell us like a top highlight or two. You'll get Yumbo Rama meals. We guarantee it.
Okay. I worked in a major hospital in Sydney many years ago, and we had a gentleman come in that decided to put a ferret up his backside. So that was one.
I have no words.
Cherie, can we just stop for 1 second? Now, what do you do as a medical professional when a man presents to you at emergency with a ferret up his bottom?
Do you call animal cruelty?
What do you do?
Is there a tail hanging out?
it was quite interesting. I was only young at the time and I was like, oh, my God. But,
do you, like, pull the tail out or do you, like, sedate him? What's the go?
He was sedated straight away. Apparently the surgeon had seen this before. And, straight to surgery. He ended up with a colonoscopy bag. A colonoscopy and stuff like that. There was a lot of damage in there.
An
absolute lot of damage. It had basically... Like it fretted and it just did, ripped everything to shreds.
Oh, that poor little animal. He didn't survive.
The animal didn't survive. So I think he's actually, by the time he'd come in to us, it was already dead. It had been in there for hours and he just couldn't get it out. That was one. Another one, a young gentleman, it was a dare, decided to put his penis inside a beer bottle and didn't realise that when it swells, it doesn't come back out.
Oh, jeez. Could you just smash the bottle? Oh,
yeah,
no,
we
break around it.
There you go, Jade.
Oh, yeah, caught
that's
up.
That's the next stage in that story, if you did that.
Exactly.
Does that do permanent damage, Cherie, when that happens?
With the beer bottle. The beer bottle? Let's just say it was very sore for a long time and very black and blue for a long time.
Oh, also, to Cherie's mental health.
Cherie.
You know what? Thanks for your call.
Thank you.